Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Psychic Readings with your girl, Lenneth. Hope everybody's had a good weekend and enjoyed yourself. Hopefully you can hear me. I was having a few little technical problems, but hopefully everything is okay. So you're listening to Psychic Readings with Lenneth on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-272914. And it looks like we've got some calls already waiting, so let's begin. Our chat room was a little different. We were trying to figure it out, so all I can say is just bear with us, and hopefully they've did some updating. Hopefully everything works out okay. First thing I want to do is say happy birthday to Miss Nina. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina is my moderator, and she's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. So today is her birthday. As you guys come in, please wish her a happy birthday, and also happy birthday to my girlfriend, Charlotte, my lifesaver, my soul sister. Happy birthday, Charlotte, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Oh. Okay, and you know, as always, we start with a prayer, and then after the prayer, we begin the reading. So, dear love, enlighten what's dark in us, strengthen what's weak in us, mend what's broken in us, bind what's bruised in us, heal what's sick in us, and lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. That which is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. All right. I think we're ready to get started. Like I said, be patient with us. That new chat room, new setup, I don't know, but that's okay. We're going to have a good afternoon. Looking forward to whoever the ninth caller is going to be. And you know what? We're going to have a good time today. How about that? All righty, so my first caller is area code 303. You're on the line with Lenneth. Who's this?
Oh, good afternoon. Hi, my name is Allison.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Terrific. Doing terrific. And how can I help you today, Miss Allison?
What do you see around growing my work and finances?
Okay, I need one question to focus on.
They're related because if I grow my work, I will be able to grow my finances. So what do you see for my current job becoming more more hours and more work and more time at the...
Okay. I'm picking up that job isn't going anywhere for you. I'm not picking up with mobility. or promotion. It's like it's a job for right now. It's almost like this job is a temporary job. It's not a job for you to be there permanently. It's like, you know, if you're out of work, it's a filler and it keeps the money coming in. But I don't see not even a lateral movement, let alone promotion going up. In fact, it looks like you're getting another job.
Yeah, I don't mean a promotion. I just
job.
Mean... Yeah, I want to be clear. I didn't mean a promotion. I just meant, taking on new skills, new responsibilities, new duties. I'm already been approached about doing that. This is a dream job. This is the work I love to do. Love this job. This is not just some stupid job to pay the bills. This is something that I have wanted for decades, actually, to be honest. So. But it's a very small operation, and but there's always changes going on, and I've already been approached for taking on more work, but it's still not sure how much more they have in store for me yet. We have not come down to that. We haven't talked the details yet.
Okay, well, Allison, what I'm picking up is the job is not going anywhere, and I'm being honest with you. What I did see you is working at a Target store, but I'm not picking up any extra duties or anything. I just see it as just a job.
Okay, thank you.
I don't see anything extra coming. You're welcome. I mean, I hope it turns out better than what I saw for you. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Okay, area code 303, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Area code 303, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Good, and happy birthday to the ladies.
Yes, to Miss Nina in the chat room. Yes, ma'am. And what can I help you with today?
I want to see if you had anybody around me that had a message.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a Clara, C-L-A-R-A, that's coming through with older women with, she's got lace all around her collar, on her clothes, her dress. It's like made of lace, but like back in the olden days, kind of. But, yeah, her name is Clara, and she's saying you should move, and you know this. Universe has been trying to get you to another place. So that's her message. Is that
my residence?
Yeah, she's saying it's time for you to move. Yet the universe has been trying to get you in that direction to leave. You're a little stubborn about making decisions sometime, aren't you?
I can be, but we're already talking about moving, so maybe that's why.
Well, that's what I got from Clara.
Now, is Clara an angel or?
Yeah, she's passed over. She's an older woman, and it looks like from the 1800s. That's why I say she has lace all around her. But her message, when you asked me, I asked your spirit, well, who? And Clara came right through and said, you need to move.
I should move. Okay.
Yeah. So that's your message. If you were wondering, the angels were talking to you, what was going on, that's the message. And I think you understand that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Area code 828, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Tammy.
I'm sorry?
This is Debbie.
You're breaking up real bad. Are you on a cell phone, ma'am?
I am. Hold on.
Okay.
My name is Debbie. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can, Miss Debbie. All right. We're cooking now, girl.
Okay. Birthday wishes for yourself.
Okay, Debbie, what can I answer for you today?
Hi, I'd like to know if you can give me some insight into my relationship.
Okay, hold on. Debbie, I get your relationship hurts your heart. Because my heart is hurting right now. Okay, I see communication problems. I also see there's another woman. Almost like a sister. I feel there's a woman that's talking to the guy, but it's like a sister, like he listens to this person. Sister, yeah, I'm going to stick with sister. But anyway, she's a toxic individual. And when he goes to her to talk to her about different things, that's why I said like a sister, toxic in that she gives out negative advice, not the positive. So,
do you see us coming back together?
Wow. Spirit is telling me it depends on you. It depends on you. There's something about this guy that is not all together. Is he a player? I'm picking up there's something about him that's not right. Like, he's not devoted or loyal. There you go. Loyalty. He's not loyal in his relationships. And he has a tendency, like I said, to listen to the sister for advice, but it's not always the good advice. Yeah, I see maybe that's why my heart is hurting, because if you, your heart is already hurting that you broke up, but if you take him back, it's going to hurt even worse. It's like, that's not you. Yeah, that's not you.
No,
who's the round guy around you? There's a guy that's round around you. Who's the gentleman that's round? He's, I don't want to say he's actually fat. It's just his built that's around you.
I don't really have anybody around me. I have a friend, but he's married.
Okay, but you said friend.
Yeah, he's just a friend.
Is he sort of a heavyset guy?
No, he's got kind of a belly, but he's not heavy at all. He's really muscular.
Okay. Alrighty then. Well, that's all I pick up, is that he, you asked him, are you going to get back together? It's up to you.
Well,
you know,
well, you're spot on
real,
with this one.
Debbie, I'm going to say this. Just be real clear to yourself what makes you happy, okay?
Thank you.
Real clear what happiness is to you. You're welcome. Have a good day.
You're absolutely spot on with this one. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oops. Okay, area code, what happened? Somebody dropped. 604, yeah, okay. Area code.
Hello.
604, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hello, Lennis, it's Charlene, and happy birthday to Nina, and thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome. You said Charlita?
Charlene.
Charlene?
That's correct.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, Miss Charlene, what can I do for you this afternoon?
Well, since I'm limited to one question, I have an ex-husband from hell. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. There's many people. It's your work. I have an ex-husband, and I have this massive income tax headache. I thought it was gone, and I hadn't done 3 years worth of taxes because just recovering from all of the trauma and the nonsense that's gone on within the family dynamics. Anyway, so I finally opened up some paperwork, and I've got this crazy bill yet again from him, or regarding him, to do with, and we're fighting over nothing because neither one of us have any kind of finances or anything, and it has caused the children a lot of pain. is this going to be able to sort out? Are my children going to have to be dragged through more? Is it going to be, am I going to be able to get it gone without having to pay a bill, and money should be coming to me from them? So I know that's kind of a complicated question, but.
I'll tell you one thing that I'm picking up right away. The left side of my head is thumping like a migraine. So I know this man gives you shit. And excuse my language, I shoot from the hip.
It's not recycled either.
But I know this man gives you shit because my head is thumping. That's not a good thing.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Honey.
No. That's okay. I'm matching my spirit to yours. So the spirit just told me, with my head hurting like that, yeah, he's giving you hell. No doubt. I believe you. You're not lying about that. I see a saw, and this saw is splitting this wood. It's sawing, but it's splitting the wood in half, and something is coming up in December. Now, it's money, but it's almost like you're going to get this money. You're going to get an amount of money, but he fights you for this, and I don't understand. I'm looking at $3,000 to $5,000, and he knows he's supposed to give it to you. And in December, he doesn't have a choice. It's almost like whatever the courts or the legal thing said, like, if you don't give her this money now, then you're going to jail. Do we understand each other? So, yeah, it's like, you know, they're tired of it. But you will receive it. I see before December 31st. But it's a saw going through the wood, which means, like, wow, just going on and on. When will we cut this and be done with it?
My oldest daughter, 27 years old, it's insane. And it was over nothing, you know. It's my children have been hurt so deeply through it. They side with him on it, which is really sad, and it's broken my heart, and I don't want to get into it. It's just hurtful.
No, but I will tell you this. Your kids are closer to you than they are their dad, and I'll tell you why, because of his actions. They are. They love you dearly.
Well, you,
they're
know,
kind
well,
of abstract.
So close.
From your ex-husband.
Yeah, they're taking care of him right now because he doesn't need to be taken care of. It's just disempowering him is all he's doing, which is what I did. So, anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I know children, they love both their parents, but because of his actions, it made the kids pull closer to you. So,
ultimately,
well, December,
right,
you'll get some money.
Really. Okay.
I'm sorry?
I said at
I'm
the
sorry?
Moment, two. Yeah, I'm sorry. Two of my children live with him. One has him living in her basement suite, and the other one he's there right now, just temporarily because he wants to move out. But and then my other daughter, I feel like she sees through. We used to be really close. So does that feel like something that we will be close again?
No, because that man has issues going all the way back to his mother. That he never reconciled.
Oh, I mean, my children and I. No, my ex-husband.
Oh, your children.
Okay. There's a big the universe. If I never see him again, it's okay. Ever.
Are the kids? Well, I see the kids coming around you. I don't understand. They come around to visit you.
Well.
Yeah. But I told you, just because they're over there at the dad, that doesn't mean that they don't love you more. It's just a convenient situation. It works for right now for them, but no, if it was rather, they'd be there with you. So no, that doesn't mean anything because they're there with him. You know, like they say, anybody can put a smile on their face, but a hard grin, you really, you know. So, yeah, but I see your kids visiting you. In fact, I see your daughter walking up the stairs to your house, to your door. So, yeah.
Okay.
Your children love you. I mean, yeah, you're right. They feel bad about what's happened between their mom and dad, but they know how their dad is. Believe me, your kids are quite intelligent. They're very intelligent. Maybe what you two think that they don't see or understand, they understand more than you know. They really do. Yeah. I would say for right now, Charlene, for you, I want to make yourself happy. Because I see you like you've been through the washing machine, as old folks say, through the wringer, wrung out, dried, and just, I'm so freaking tired of all this. And I want you to make yourself happy. If there's nothing but going out and having a fancy dinner to me, from me, by me, you know, or going out. In fact, it would be good for you to go outside and put your feet in the grass and ground yourself back to the earth, because you've had a lot of turbulent energy around you. So I would do that. Just, you know, let feel the earth through your bare feet, you know, as you relax, and just let it go into the earth, all that bad energy. But, yeah, your Christmas will be nice. You'll have a nice family Christmas. But like I said, you'll receive some money before December 31st. I saw $3,000 to $5,000. Hey, it could change to maybe $50,000. But it's like he has to pay you. There is no choice. So he is. It's not about whether you're going to get the money or not. You are going to get it. Because it's like if he doesn't give it to you, he's going to end up in jail. So, yep. So, but I just want you to love you. Love yourself, forgive yourself, thank the highest good, because you're a good lady. You're strong. You got a lot of courage. I know you may not feel like you're strong, but you are. You are. But just ground yourself to the earth. Go outside and just stand in the grass for a couple of minutes or so and let all that energy go back into the earth. You know, so you can feel balanced. Yeah. Okay?
Thank you so very, very much. And again, happy birthday to Nina. I enjoy your show.
Oh.
So thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for calling, Charlene, and have a beautiful weekend. Love yourself first. Okay. Area code 415, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sophia Lennis. Happy birthday, Nina. And thank you, Lennis, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm number 5. I'm not number 9, but that's okay. I wanted to ask you, there's a case that I needs to be settled on my behalf, and I wondered if you could see when and the amount that I would get.
Okay, the first thing I got was June $25,000. That's next year.
Okay.
That's the first thing that came was June and $25,000. Tax free.
Oh,
interesting.
Oh, $25,000?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be a settlement on something. So
yeah.
I don't know.
$25,000, but it's tax free. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I didn't know if it would have to go to arbitration.
Yes, because there's a delay.
Okay.
To be honest with you, you should have been receiving this money next month in October, but it's
okay.
Been delayed that you'll receive it in June of next year, which is almost 9 months from now. But June,
yes.
And like I said, $25,000.
Okay, so that means that because if it goes to arbitration, it means that the two sides can't agree on an amount. So then it goes to the judge.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And
so
that's the amount I got. But you'll get
okay.
For you. I don't know about the other party, but that's what you're going to receive.
No. Yeah. No. They it's just me and them, and they'd have to pay. So it's just.
Oh, yep.
Hello. Yeah. And, you know, so that's the way, I was just like, okay, will this have to go to arbitration or not? But thank you, Lennis. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry it's 9 months away, but look at it like this. As soon as summer begins, you'll have money to spare.
Yeah. No, 9 months is like a pregnancy. It's like, I have to wait 9 months. It's like being pregnant in a way. But, no, you know, life goes on. But at least this, you see a light at the end of the tunnel, and that's the important thing.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I loved what you wrote about the month of September on your blog, by the way. If people haven't read it, it's really good because I go, oh, my God, that is so true, what you wrote about things now finally, like everything that seems so stuck, finally seeming to move forward. So.
Yes, endings and beginnings. That is so correct. Well, thank you very much, Sophia. I appreciate that.
You're
and
welcome. And we'll talk again,
it.
Okay? I did
all
shoot
right.
You an email. So, okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay.
Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Let me say, you're listening to Psychic Readings by Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, and today is her birthday. Happy birthday again, Miss Nina. And also, if you want an in-depth reading, you can go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. At the top of the page, you'll see intuitive reading. Click on it. It'll take you there. Pay for the reading. It'll notify me, and within 24 hours, I get in touch with you and do your reading. So that's, yeah, do that. And also, as Sophia just said, if you go on my website and look up horoscopes, you'll see for September that it's about endings and new beginnings. So you might want to read that when you get a chance, because it may also be you as well. All right, well, let's get on to the next call, and that's area code 60. Oops, I did that, huh? 604. That's Charlene. I'm sorry. Okay, area code 916. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, glad to. How can I help you today?
Well, I am wondering what you see in terms of my romantic life in the next few months.
Okay. Coming up quick, I see a white guy just before Thanksgiving.
Is he somebody
he
I
almost
know?
Looks like a model. He almost looks like a model, but he's in the fashion industry, if that means anything to you. 37 years old. Man, he's good looking. He's like a pretty boy. let me see. Okay, I see now. He's mixed. He's black and white. But he's so light, it looks like, you know, he could pass for white. But he does have the almost like Egyptian eyes, beautiful round dark eyes. But he is so good looking. Let me ask, I want to know. Oh, okay, I see it. It's coming now. Spirit said you're going to meet him at a benefit, Don. Some benefit that you attend during the holiday season. And that's where you're going to meet him. And it looks like the lady that's going to introduce you to him is, she's either famous, she's well-known. I almost want to say like she's the editor of Vogue, somebody like that. But she introduces you to this guy. And at first you're reluctant. You're kind of standoffish because, you know, he's a pretty boy. And you're like, yeah, whatever. But he's really interested in you. There's something about you that clicks with him. No, he knows he's a good-looking guy, but it's something in your spirit or your energy that it just draws him like a magnet. You know, because I see you, like, you're walking away, you're going to another table, you're talking to people, and he's right behind you. You know, he's like, wait a minute, I'm not through talking. And you're like, well, what is it? You know, because you don't believe somebody that looks that good could be interested in you, and it's like, yes, it doesn't matter about the looks. He's looking inside of you. And that's what he sees. Like, he doesn't want to let you go. He wants to talk to you and get to know you. So it's right before Thanksgiving. Remember, you're at a benefit, and the woman that's going to introduce you, like I said, she's like the editor of Vogue, some big fashion magazine. You know her. Not like a best friend, but, you know, you cross paths in business. But she'll introduce you to this guy. Could be a long-term relationship.
Okay.
Really good. I mean, your friends will tell you, like, wow, how did you catch him? You know, they're going to be a little envious and jealous of you because in your own heart you're wondering, like, yeah, how did I catch him? But it's your spirit and your energy that draws this man to you. And I'm getting the name Michael or Mark. Michael or Mark. And
okay.
He's got, I'll tell you another point. He's got a strange last name. The spirit's not telling me, but they just said it's a strange last name. So when you're introduced to this man and the name, like, I can't pronounce that, that's him. And also,
right.
That's him, Mr. Pretty Boy. So, yep, look to meet him just before Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and like
well,
I said, you'll be together throughout the holidays. He, like I said, he likes you. He really is interested in you as a person.
Huh. Well,
yeah.
That's good to know. All
yeah,
right, well, thank
yeah.
you very much.
You're welcome. And you call me back after Christmas and tell me how happy you are, because you will be. And don't
okay.
let your girlfriends, let me tell you right now, don't let your girlfriends sway you one way or the other. This was meant to be. So you
right.
two enjoy each other. Don't let people be, just because they're envious or, as the young people say, haters, you know. What God has brought together, let no man put asunder. So there. Okay?
All right. Thank you. I'll
All right.
let you know. Thanks.
Okay. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Area code 918, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
It's Angela. I'm calling from the
Hi,
Midwest.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing terrific. Just great.
That's good. That's good. Well, I guess my question, I'm involved in a lot of different things. Things have been happening very quickly. It's more of a movement. I don't know how to explain it. Do you hear or see anything?
You know what? Are you short?
Yeah, I am.
Are you short? Right? Okay. Don't laugh.
I'm not a midget.
Oh, you were talking.
But...
Spirit showed me you short and look like, what's the cartoon? Not Pedro. Oh, it's the two little rats and one. Speedy Gonzales. That's it. Okay. Spirit is showing me you're a short person, but Speedy Gonzales, like, baby, you move. It's on.
Yes.
You just do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, okay. Now go ahead with your question. They're showing that. In fact, you were saying things were moving fast, like, yeah.
Well, they're moving
time.
Fast even for me. I mean, things are just, I've been working in a movement for about 10 years, and within the last couple of months, things have changed overnight in our favor, where it looked hopeless now. They can't help. They have to address it. They have to.
Well, beautiful.
Yeah,
you're moving and grooving. It's definitely coming about. That's why I saw you as Speedy Gonzales. It's like da-da-da-da-da. It's happening right now. Well, that's good.
Yes,
what do you
is.
Need to know about
Very
the
good.
Movement? You want me to ask? Is
you know, I'm hoping
they're
this
finally
goes before
acclimating
Congress
to
soon.
Your ideas.
Pardon?
They're finally acclimating to your ideas.
Yeah, I mean, it's a group of people. It's the truth. You've heard of the Tuskegee experiment? Have you heard of
the
Tuskegee experiment where the syphilis, the African-American men?
Yeah. Yep.
This is worse than that with African-American boys from the CDC. And we have all the documentation. We have it all. We have an insider from the CDC that's speaking up.
Okay. So what's your question for me?
Where do you see this going? Or I'm just, for me to be jaw-dropped like this, that's incredible. I always have something to say.
It's going to be close. I'm gonna put it to you like this, what I see. Somebody's trying to get this information to President Obama, and there's
yes.
a bumper in there. But someone is trying to get the information there. I'm going to put it like this. You may have to go through, I see two senators. Wait a minute. Hold on.
It's
kind of
like the greater the truth, the greater the damage. Because this is a big, big truth. You
okay,
know, like
but
the
what
smoking.
I'm seeing...
Go ahead.
Okay, but what I'm seeing is, I understand your cause. I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
I just can't get into it. I have to answer your question and move on. But I see two senators who will take this information and try to get it to the president. In fact, they have better clout to get it through than the person that you guys want to send. So if you know two senators that will be interested in this, I saw Cahill, C-A-H-I-L-L. But if you can get it to these two senators, like I said, they'll get it to President Obama. Plus, it'll get into, like, Human Rights Committee,
uh-huh.
something I'm seeing, Human Rights Committee. Yeah. It's going to go forward. But you just need...
We have Posey,
it's like networking.
You've
got to know somebody to get it where
yeah.
you want it in Congress. Yeah. But you're on the right path. You're doing good.
Yeah.
That's why you're speeding around. You're on the right path, so... Get it
well,
into
the United
those
Nations,
senators.
It's a lot easier to get things through with the United Nations than our own country. It's crazy. Just insane. So, well, I thank you for your time. You're very kind. I'll
You're
go
welcome,
your
Angela. And let me tell you, from me, congratulations and God bless you. You will get this through. It's going to be time-consuming. But
so.
I would say in less than a year's time, it'll be real public. Believe me, in a year's time, it'll be public.
You'll hear my name then. You'll hear. I've known about the whistleblower for months, and he just came forward late August. And wow, I mean, it just doesn't seem real. I mean, it's a good feeling. I hope everybody gets to have this feeling once in their life. It's worth it.
Amen. Well, keep them prayers going, girlfriend.
I will.
Thank you for calling, Angela, and we wish you the very best, young lady. And keep
All right,
on
thank
doing
you.
What you're doing. Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate that.
Okay. And our next call is area code 856. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Laura. How are you?
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
You're
so
welcome.
My question, thank you. Well, my question is, job-wise, what do you see coming for me with a job change?
Right away, I got paper, but let me tell you what kind of paper, because it's the company that you're going to work for. You know, like reams of paper that you put into the printer?
Printer,
reams of paper? A company that makes those reams of paper. I see you working for them and making good money because I see the lowest pay is $15 an hour. So you're going to make more than that. But the lowest that you come into this company, is $15. So I'm not getting a name, but it's a company that makes the paper for the Xeroxer or the printer. It's the rings, whatever it is. Uh-huh.
It's the birthday girl. This is your ninth caller.
Oh, get out of here. Laura is. Well, hey, let's do this. Whoops, wrong one.
God darn it.
Congratulations, Laura.
Thank you, Linus. You know what, Linus? If you'd like, you can give it to somebody else because I did win this before.
Very nice. Laura.
Okay, we'll give it to the next caller. Laura, you're such a blessing. How sweet is that, everybody? Hey, she still deserves another hand clap.
Right.
Yes, that's so beautiful. Okay, Laura, well, getting back to your question, anyway, it's the company that makes the papers and reams. That's who you'll be working for. So what I would do is check on the internet or Yellow Pages, Dex, whatever that is, that's not far from you. Look up companies that do paper, but do the reams of paper. And I'll tell you, they are hiring right now. They are hiring. So you, within 2 weeks' time, as soon as you find a company, maybe there's three. I'm seeing three right now. Put three applications in at all three companies. One of them is going to hire you right away. And like I said, the one that does hire you, the lowest pay is $15 an hour. So with your skills and your knowledge and education, you could go in making 18-something an hour. Good benefits with this company, vacation, IRA, retirement, all that. It's beautiful.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Linus. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me know, but do look up those companies. I'm telling you, they're hiring, girl. You'll make good money.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So sweet. Okay. Next caller is 317. Who's this? Area code 317. You're on the line.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller. My name is
Scarlett.
Okay,
and who's Scarlett, you are now the ninth caller. You want to thank Laura, who just hung up, because she passed it up
that.
Before. So, Scarlett, you are the ninth caller today.
Ha-ha. Happy me.
Yes, congratulations. And thank you, Laura,
for her
generosity. Yes,
yes.
Okay, well, Miss Scarlett, I feel like I should be down south somewhere saying something really sexy and southern. But anyway.
I am not southern at all. I'm Native American.
Scarlett, this is Nina. Just stay on the line after Lennis is done answering your questions so I can get your information from you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so what question do you have for me?
I was wanting to know just about past life.
Oh, okay. You got your pen and pencil there to write it down? Because sometimes I forget once I give out the information. So, okay. I'll tell you who you were in your past life, Scarlett. All right. Okay, you were a monk back in the 1400s. You were a monk. In the 1820s, you worked a saloon. You were a saloon woman. You liked to dance, make people happy. You had brunette hair, beautiful blue eyes, and you just... I don't know, you were a saloon lady. I'll put it like that. You were a saloon lady, but that's around the 1820s. You were in the early 1900s, a grandmother, Native American, in fact, but you were a grandmother at that time. Very spiritual, a lot of wisdom. In fact, she's still with you today.
Yes, she is.
That's part of your past. She's still with you today in this life as your higher self. Yes.
Wow.
Very spiritual. A lot of wisdom this woman has. Let's see. You were born once a little girl. I can't see the time right now, but you only lived to be 7 or 8 years old. And you had a bunch of sisters and brothers. Okay, I'm seeing it now. There was some kind of fever during that era, during that time, and that's what you died of, like cholera or something like that, that was rampant, and they didn't have a lot of antidotes or whatever, but you were 7 or 8, as a girl and as a boy, so you know what, you've done it too as a young boy, so both sides, you've had the male and female energy.
Wow.
Let's see. In your spiritual, I see you as a male chief standing at the top of this mountain. I see the feathers in the back, 3 feathers. There's a headband, and there's 3 feathers that are at the back of your head to the right side. You have a, what is this? It's not a sword. It's got a point on it. What do you call that? It's not a rod or a sword.
Spear.
A spear. Thank you. Jesus, Lynn. Okay, the spear. And he's standing on a horse, but you're at the top, the very top of this mountain. Oh. Oh, okay. In your past life, this male chief, you are him now. He's always there. He goes way back. Way, 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 way back. I'm talking about thousands of years. He goes way back, but he's always standing on top of the mountain looking down, and he doesn't look down so much as he looks straight ahead. You know, like he's a visionary. He can say, but this spirit has been with you for thousands of years, and he chose you to keep returning in. So that's why he was a monk. He wanted to experience a woman being free, a free spirit, the saloon. He wanted to experience what it was to be a child, you know, and die young. He's almost like Jesus, to experience different things, understand what the human, okay. That's the way his chief is, and he's always there. He's always there. It's almost like if you wanted to, you could be a healer. Because he's just that powerful within you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to work on that.
Yep. You could be a healer, but he's with you. Always. Even when you leave this realm and come back again, he'll be with you again. He's experiencing living in this realm through you, through your spirit. So it came back this time, you're scarlet. Next time, who knows, it might be male. But you do have the balance of female and male energy, which is good. You know, it's almost like being bisexual. You could go either way because you have strength and courage in both those energies. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I was a bartender this year. Earlier in my life.
Okay, well, see, the saloon gal played out, didn't she?
Yes, she did. And I'm a grandmother now. I'm getting ready to be a grandmother any day again, just number 5.
Oh, my God. Validation. Thank you, Scarlett.
And I pray all the time. I pray all the time with every beat of my heart. And I've always said if I was going to come back as something, I'd be a tree grounded in earth reaching for heaven.
Well, I don't know about
because
the tree.
Because that's kind of what I do. I mean, that's what I feel like now.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that. We're all one, right? Earth, wind, fire, water,
yep.
We're all one. I mean, a lot of people don't understand that, but I know that you do. There is no separation.
Yeah, I do.
But people have to learn that spiritually, you know, in a spiritual awakening. Well, Scarlett, thank you so much for calling. Jeez, you're a spiritual woman, and you're doing great. Your past lives came through with this life, so you're good at what you do, and you're a loving spirit.
Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing. You're amazing.
Thank you so much. You're most welcome, and you have a wonderful, wonderful week, okay?
Thank you for calling.
Stay on the line now. Don't hang up. Stay on the line so Nina can get your information. Remember, I'm going to do a free reading for you for an hour. Okay. Let's see. Where are we at? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Boom. Oh, we got another 317. Well, how about that? Area code 317, you're on the line with Linus.
Hi.
Hi,
how you doing?
Who's this?
My name's Trevor.
I'm doing terrific. Trevor?
That's good to hear. Yeah.
Well, welcome, Trevor, and how are you doing today, young man?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Just terrific.
All right. That's good to hear.
Now, what question may I answer for you today?
Oh, I was actually wondering about my past life too. Sorry if that's bad.
No, that's okay. I'll tell you who your past life is.
Okay, cool.
Okay, first thing came up, you were a king during medieval. I'm sorry, I don't pronounce it, M-E-D-I-E, medieval, maybe you pronounce it better. During that era, you were a king. You had a lot of women. I want to say, player. You had a lot of women. I don't really see a problem with you ruling your court at that time. You were a no-nonsense king. Even today, it's bringing me forward. Like today, people may find you to be snooty or putting your nose up, and you're not. That's not who you are. It's just that you have been, you stood on the precipice. So you know what that is. But, yeah, you were a king in your past life. I'll tell you how you look. You have this, like, head on, almost when it's, you're in the era like when King George or King Henry was six, people like that. I'm sorry, I'm not getting your king number. I'm just getting a king. But it's in that era, in that time, when you were a king. And you were in London. You were in London. Now I'm seeing you didn't rule long. This might be something you want to look up historically. You only ruled for 3 years, and then somebody killed you. You got stabbed in the back. Yeah.
No,
and by one of your own people. And it looks like out of jealousy and wanting to put somebody else as king. So, yeah, medieval area, king in London. You ruled for 3 years, and one of your people killed you. Like I said, they stabbed you in the back.
Because they wanted
somebody else on the throne instead of you. So maybe because you were a no-nonsense, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. And I think your court people had other ideas. So let me see who else you were. You were a nun. Wow. You were a nun during to 1800. So I'd say the latter part of the 1700s to 1800. And again, you're in Europe. This was in Italy. And, you love children. Oh, you were so loving the children. You were a good nun, but it was like your hands. If you touched children, they just felt so good. And the love in your heart just made children feel warm, embraceable. And whatever that was going on, it didn't matter when they came and saw Sister so-and-so. You know, you just made them feel real good. So, but you were a nun because your habit I see is big. It's like, wow, that's kind of real big. But anyway, your habit is big. And like I said, it was the latter part of the 1700s into the beginning of the 1800s. And at that time, you died from pneumonia. It was pneumonia, but it was okay. I mean, it wasn't a death that you felt bad or take you out because you did so much good for so many children. It's almost like you were like a Mother Teresa, only in your time, in that particular time. That's who you were like, just very loving, very loving. So we know you were king, you were a nun. Let's see what else. Oh, in the 1900s, this is something else. You're a historian for me. You need to look this up. You not only worked and helped design rifles. It's your company wasn't a main company, but it affiliated with Reynolds. Was there a Reynolds company that made weapons? I don't know. I'm getting Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. But your company was affiliated. So not only did you make these rifles and long guns, but you also designed them. You were what we say today, an engineer. That's what you were, like a design engineer for weapons. But they're old. I mean, what's being shown to me is old rifles. You know, back in the old days, the trigger part hadn't come yet. They were like still stuffing them, but you were helping to design where they would use a trigger, like something automatically would go. You also helped work on the, I can see it, those big black balls, whatever, they stuff them into something and then they light up a match at the other end. Cannons. You also were in developing cannons, too.
Wow.
You did that as well, yeah. Yeah. And that was like the early 1900s she did that. You were way ahead of your time, very smart, very intelligent. Yep, I see it now. You died at a young age because you activated yourself in the war. I'm trying to think, what war is that? I want to say with the Indians, but it looks like it's settlers. Okay. It's not so much with the Indians, it's the settlers. I don't know what happened that it was a war. Maybe you needed to use their land or something, and they weren't going to let you use their land for war practices or something, but yeah. Anyway, that's how you end up dying fighting in the war. So you died a hero. But well, the most thing it was, you're mostly known for back then was your designing of the like I said, the long gun, long rifles. You're known more for is that. So you might want to look these things up in history and look up yourself.
Well,
let's see. You were married. Wait, let me see. You're a one woman man. Oh, but it goes back to your past life. You really loved this one woman, and you never got over that love. And it was like, that's it. That was it for you. I'm seeing 1920s and 30s. She died of smallpox. Oh, wow. But anyway, you guys had a son and a daughter, and it would have been a third child. She was pregnant with the third child when she contracted smallpox, so the baby and her died. But you ended up raising your children, but you just loved her so much. I mean, it was hard on you, but looks like you were okay. You raised your son and your daughter up to be good people. You did okay, but you never remarried. She just kind of like remained a loner. It's just like for you, there never could be anybody else like her. So, that's that. That's all they showed me. They stopped me now.
Oh, amazing! Cool. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Trevor. But you know, they were giving me history stuff, so if you wrote this down, I hope you go look that up and narrow it down, because as you do that, you'll connect with your past life.
Awesome, I will do. I definitely took notes for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well,
right,
thank you for calling, Trevor. You're
right,
welcome.
Have
a wonderful week.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you too.
Okay, area code 949. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, how's it going?
Just terrific. Having a wonderful, wonderful time. And who's this?
My name is Eustace Galloway. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
And it's Eustace? Is that what you said?
Eustace. E-U-S-T-I-C-E.
I got biblical right away. Go ahead.
Well, I'm
I don't know why. That's why I asked you again. I saw the Bible. So maybe when your parents name you, it might be a name out the Bible. But anyway, go ahead, Eustace.
Well, I just called because I'm in a bit of a rut in my life right now. Just wondering if you could do like a little reading into my future. I want to know if like maybe things get better and what's going on in my future.
Okay, as in pertaining to what? Job, love life, what? Career?
Well, really, like, overall, I mean, love life, job, you know, whatever happens, like, just if my life gets better or not.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You need to get a pen and piece of paper, and I'm going to tell you something.
Okay, got it.
Get a lot of stuff off of you. Tonight, before you go to bed, I want you to take a vinegar bath.
Whoa.
Medium, as warm a water as you can, just plain water, no soap. Pour maybe like at least a cup of vinegar in the water. Once you get in the water, submerge yourself.
Yeah.
Come back. Don't submerge your head now. Submerge your body. And
in
just for 30 minutes, I want you to sit in the tub in this vinegar water. As you're sitting there, within the 30 minutes, I want you to hold your head back, take some of that vinegar and pour it directly on the top of your head. But I want you to hold your head back because you don't want the vinegar to get in your eyes. So hold your head back that it just goes down your neck and your back. And pour the vinegar on top of, on the top of your head. Just let it roll off. That's it, you know. And then just hold your head back and scoop back down in the tub and just relax. This vinegar is going to draw away all this negative energy that's around you and that sucks you in. Okay.
That's great.
So that, yes, you'll feel it. Believe me, when you wake up tomorrow morning, you're going to feel like a brand new man, like, wow, is this me? But, you know, it's because of vinegar. It's just like a lemon or something. But vinegar is energy. So it's drawing all that negative energy out of your spirit, your mind, your body.
That's awesome.
And, of course, you know, up to you. Some people rinse off and go to bed, or they just pat themselves down and go to bed, you know, and get up the next morning and take your showers normally. So up to you. Okay, now, let me see. I saw that as being part of your problem was, it's just like vampire psyches, just energy, psyches, energy just sucked in on you.
Every day of my life.
Yeah, because you're open. You got to learn to ground yourself there, Eustace, you're open. I mean, you know, I can see your aura. It's just like, woo, 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 woo. You're like a light blinking. You know, and so these energies come in. You've got to, in fact, when we get off the phone, walk outside to the grass and your bare feet. I told somebody this earlier. Take your bare feet and just ground. Let that energy that's within you go back into the earth. That'll help you.
Okay.
But the vinegar bath, you got to do. But just let that go in the earth. You know, maybe stand out there for 3 minutes. I don't know. Do the happy dance. Just for a couple of minutes that you can feel it going back into the earth out of your body. And then, you know, come back in the house. And, of course, later on tonight when you get ready to go to bed, take it. Because once you do the vinegar bath, get in the bed, go to sleep. Turn off TV, turn off lights, music, radio. So you're at total peace when you go to sleep. It's just you and the spirit. So you and God, you and the angels. Okay? Let me see what else. I'm going to tell you this, Eustace. There's a guy around you. You need to part ways with him. He's always coming to you asking for something. And that's not good. He needs to stand up on his own 2 feet. Okay. I see that you have a good. Okay. Well, I see you have a good heart, but he needs to learn to stand up on his own 2 feet.
You know,
sometimes
we
say enabling, but we're disabling people sometimes and we help them all the time. Sometimes you have to say no. Believe it or not, no is such a powerful word. But sometimes you have to say no, even if it upsets them or they get mad at you. But the end result is they did it. They didn't have to come ask you. He stood up and did it on his own. And then the pride comes in, right? But you need to distance yourself.
He's always coming around and, you know, sleeping with my wife and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, Eugene, you got to stop it, kid. You're only 18.
Thank you for the validation, Eustace. Thank you for the validation. Well, stop it.
What?
No. Say no. You're not invited.
No.
You're not welcome at my home anymore. No.
What I'm trying to say, but, you know, he comes out of nowhere, really. It's like a freaking, he comes in the night sometimes. I don't even know, and he's so persuasive. Like, he's, holy cow, you should hear this guy, Eugene. I mean, talk about Hans. I mean, I just can't say no when he comes to my door. It's so hard to say no.
Yes, I know. This is what I told you. No is a powerful word. Eustace, I want you to do this for the time being. Do you have any sea salt in your house?
Do I have a what?
Do you know what sea salt is? Sea Salt. S-E-A.
Oh, yeah,
salt.
Yeah, yeah. I love that stuff, yeah.
Okay, I want you to take your sea salt at your door. Do you have a mat in front of your front door, like a welcome mat or something like that?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Okay, I want you to lift the mat up right across the front, your, you know, front of the door before you go in, because the mat will cover it. Put a whole line of that sea salt and make it kind of thick, not a lot, but, you know, like a half an inch. All the way across.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put the mat back down. Put the mat back down. Nobody knows it. Number one, what this will do, it'll stop negativity from entering your house. It'll stop them at
okay.
the front door. Secondly, if you have a little container, right?
Yeah.
And if you have a little container, I would say like an old prescription bottle or something like that. I want you to put some sea salt in that and fill it up. That's why I said small enough that it fits in your hand. Put that in your pocket and keep it with you at all times, and you'll see who will approach you and who won't. That's a good, a really good way to see who your friends are or people that mean good, because when you have salt next to you, on your not on your body, but like I say, you know, you have it in your pocket. It's just in a small container, and it's like, oh, hello, bye. They can't, because they know that that energy that they have is no good, and it can't come up against salt, sea salt, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah, that sounds great. So how's
okay.
my future looking? Is it looking bright?
It will once you do these things. Call me back, Trevor.
Oh.
You got to do this clearing. You got to clear all this stuff out so all the good can come in. You've been blocked.
So once I do this,
like
all,
I said,
all the good's going to come into my
vampire
life?
Vampire energy. Huh?
Once I do all this, my life's going to get better.
Oh, of course. Yes, it will. In fact, call me next week.
Wow,
but I want you to
so
do this
great.
And clear your bean. Clear your bean,
yeah,
the vinegar at night, salt in front of the doorway. Carry a little container of salt with you all the time. Keep it in your pants pocket, and you're good to go. I'm telling you, when you wake up tomorrow morning after doing that vinegar bath, you're going to say, wow, Linus was right. I do feel good. I feel really good.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm just so excited right now. I'm jumping for joy. Ow.
Oh, no.
Of course. Of course. Things are going to get better for you, darling. We're going to get better. Well, thank you, Eustace, for calling, and I wish you the very best. And check with me later on, you know, next Sunday or whatever. I'm on every Sunday at 3. Okay? And have a wonderful week, and which you will.
Eileen, no.
Okay. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with your girl, Linus, on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Lena is in there, of course, and today's her birthday. Happy birthday, Lena. I'll keep saying it until the show ends. Okay, area code 502, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Leanne.
Leanne?
Yes.
Okay, no, I just want to say your name correctly. It's Leanne?
Yeah, Leanne, yes.
Okay, how are you doing today, young lady?
Good, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just curious if you could tell me what you possibly see for my love life coming up.
Okay. Wow. I'm seeing a guy right now. I want to say Marky Mark. That's what he looks like. You know who, what is it? Oh, God, those
Mark
brothers.
Wahlberg.
Mark, Dan. There you go. He looks like Mark Wahlberg.
Okay,
now,
that works.
I'm just finishing looking. Yeah, because I was hearing Marky Mark, and I was like, okay,
uh-huh.
Marky Mark is the actor. Yeah, the actor and the singer. Okay, that's who he looks like. Let's see when he's coming up here.
Okay.
Oh, on Halloween, you will meet him at a costume party, and Leanne is going to be the devil.
Okay.
The devil at that. Yeah, he'll be in red and black and the devil. You'll be introduced to him, but you meet him at a costume party you attend. Ooh, and he's the angels got me laughing. They said he's ripe for the picking.
Okay.
So I'll just say I'll leave that to your womanly wiles. I won't say anything else about that aspect.
Okay.
But the angels are, yeah, he's ripe for the picking. So of course he is single. Yep, he's single. I see that he has a daughter. His daughter is 3 to 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't married. I don't think he's ever been married. He hasn't. He just, you know, had a child. And it looks like he has a good relationship with the mom. They have a good understanding.
Okay.
She's with somebody else. It looks like she married. She married someone. So anyway, it's good, though. They have a good working relationship for their daughter, so God bless. That's good. But, yeah, he's single and available, and I'm picking up that he could be an Aquarius. I know there's loyalty about him. There is loyalty about him. So if you're dating, you know.
My last two relationships were Aquarians, so I think I have a thing for Aquarians, so that makes sense.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I tell you, I'm just picking up he's a good guy. I'm picking
right.
up
okay.
he's a good guy, but he's in a devil costume, so, you know, I don't know how many guys are be there in devil costume, but, you know, just go around and looking like, ha-ha, who are you?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so that's Halloween next month, darling. Next month you
okay,
meet
great.
Him. And this can turn into a long-term relationship. That's up to the two of you because he is a good communicator. So if you want to talk, he'll talk with you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You enjoy the holidays because I know you are. Have a wonderful week. You're welcome,
right, you
yeah. Okay, area code 216. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Desmond. How you doing?
I'm fine. This is who? Mike?
No, Desmond.
Oh, Desmond. Okay. How are you today, Desmond?
Okay. How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It ain't okay for you. I can feel it. You're upset about something. In fact, you're angry. You're pissed off. Talk to me, Desmond. What's going on, babe?
I'm not really pissed off, not like that. But just what do you see from my spiritual journey?
Oh, your spiritual journey. You want understanding into the spirit. Why do people act the way they act?
Well, that's a small part of it, but it's the whole journey as a whole, yeah.
Okay. Good question. Spirit is telling you got to be more specific. What is it that you want to know? They're saying that's too wide of an answer for them to pinpoint. I need something to pinpoint. Spiritual journey and what, like doing psychic readings, healing, life coaching?
Yeah.
Healing.
Healing.
Healing. Okay, good. Okay, that's enough. Don't say any more. Okay. Okay, first thing they told me is you need balance. You've got to get balance first. How about teaching, Desmond? The angels are telling me, what about teaching? Have you thought about teaching as a spiritual journey? Maybe teaching people about... I don't see so much healing because they're telling me you're not balanced for healing yet. You gotta balance yourself. Yeah. You need to be balanced. You're saying as a healer, but they're telling me as a teacher, not a healer. if you want to teach people spiritual attributes, you could. Like how to work with candles or how to use tarot cards, how to use essential oils, how to pray to different deities. Yeah. As a teacher, teaching that. That's still a spiritual journey, but you're teaching them spiritually in that way.
Okay.
Yeah, what, you don't think you can do that? I know you deal with oils, Desmond. Have you tried to read the tarot cards?
No, I tried to do tarot cards.
Okay,
much less,
but you have dealt with oils, huh?
Yeah, I deal with oils, more crystals than oils. Yeah.
Well, oils and crystals, you can use them both. Yeah. Okay, well, through that, you can be teaching. Don't do a long sigh. Do you know a healer is not just laying on hands? People can heal from a distance. People can heal from your words, your thoughts, your prayers. Healing encompasses a lot. This is also healing as you're teaching people how to use oils, how to use crystals to better their life. That's healing people as you're teaching them.
Okay.
Yeah. And I want you to get balance. Let me ask angels, how can you get balance?
As far as the chakras?
Yeah, you just need to clean them. I guess that's what it is. If you know how to clean, you've got crystals. If you know how to clean your chakras, clean them. Something today upset you, and it stayed with you, because I can feel it on the left side of my head, and it stayed with you where it's like aggravation when I listened to your voice when you came on. So you need to let that go. It's almost like somebody's sucking down your energy. So maybe use your crystals, clean out all your auras. You know, and whatever that was sent to you that was not good for your highest good, send it back to the sender from which it came, so shall it be. Understand?
Okay. Right.
Yes, sir. All right. Stay on that path. You'll be okay, and don't doubt yourself. When you do this, you believe. We walk by faith, not by sight. So if we say that we can do a thing, we do it. And believe that the angels or God or whoever that you believe in will guide us on the right, correct path. But we've got to believe that they'll do it.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that.
You're
all
welcome. All right, Desmond. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling and continuing your work. Area code 415, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, Linus, I'm listening to the show. This is Sophia.
Oh,
I've been listening. I actually took myself out of the queue.
Oh, okay. That's okay. All right. Well, you know what? Since we got a couple of minutes, right? Quick,
Linus?
I'm going to. Yes.
Linus.
Yes.
Go to
240. I already helped 240.
Did you?
Yeah, that was much earlier, but I'll go back.
Okay.
Area code 240, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lynette.
Oh, there was another one. I'm so sorry, Lynette. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. It was another 240. That's why I thought I had helped it already. Got to realize 240 could cover thousands of people. But anyway, well, what's your question for me today, Lynette?
What energy are you picking up for me as far as new employment opportunities? I'm currently working as a contractor, but I really want something more permanent that's going to pay me more money.
Okay. Mm. I'm picking up Matt Truck. That's a company. I don't know if they're in your area, but I picked up Mack Truck Administration. That's one. Okay, what else, Angels? Distribution company, too. Okay. Okay. Lynette, they gave me two things. Mack Truck Company. Or something like that. If there's a trucking company in your area where you live, they will hire you in an administrative position. The Angels aren't showing me what your pay would be, but I'm sure it's more than what you're making now. But anyway, Mack Truck Company. So look for Mack Truck Company, the closest to you, or a big trucking company just like that. The other one the Angels told me was distribution. Like a distribution center. So you might want to look that up in the phone book or either on the internet, Yellow Pages or Dex. Distribution companies in your area. They're saying put as many applications in as possible when it comes to the distribution company. The Mac company, two. So it must be two locations that you can put in. So Mac will hire you, and you also get hired at the distribution companies.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. By January, your whole world is going to turn around. You're going to have an aha moment January 1st on New Year's Day, and it's about time. It's about time, but on January 1st, you're going to have an aha moment, just like somebody slapped you in your face and like, wow. That's what you're going to be saying to yourself. And everything will become clear to you. Yep, everything will become clear to you. Things that you're not sure about in your personal life, everything will come clear by New Year's Day. In other words, you finally see it for yourself. You're not listening to other people. You see it for yourself, like, Lynette knows now. So don't forget Mack Truck and Distribution Center, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you for calling, Lynette,
you.
And have a wonderful week there. All righty.
You too.
And 415, did I help you? Who's this? Is this still Desmond? Hello, 415. I think so. Okay, well, since I've got 5 minutes left, I'm going to read real quick, if I can, get down there, the horoscopes for September. Not so much read it, but just to, well, maybe not, huh? I was thinking I could. Oh, boy. Come on. Should I sing a song? Well, anyway, it's about it's about endings and beginnings. And my computer right now is like, oh, no, I'm going to go crazy. It's more fun that way than to come right up. Okay. Oh, by the way, let me tell you, while I'm looking for that, we have a new show that's on Saturdays at 9 p.m., and it's called Proud to be Different, and it's by Mr. Maxwell, and it's at 9 o'clock. It may change to be an earlier time, but for right now it's at 9 o'clock. So please give him a chance to and check him out on Saturdays at 9 o'clock. So, okay, and you see there, Well, let me run through this real quick. Oh, God.
Well, Lennox,
no,
you might want to tell everyone that we have a new moon coming up on Wednesday, and tomorrow is the fall solstice. So between the two of them, it could make life pretty interesting.
Ooh.
So
ooh.
Hang on,
so
everybody.
The new moon
is on Wednesday, the 24th. So, yeah, it's time for new beginnings, people. So whatever you've got planned, Just think about it real hard. Manifest your new beginnings, and it will happen.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And also, what do you do during the solstice? Isn't there something you do during that too? During that time?
There is, but I can't remember. I was trying to rack my brain, and I can't remember. But there's something about this fall solstice as well, and I think that is too all about new beginnings. And because it's so close to the new moon, that is time to really focus on those new beginnings, whether it be a job, a love life, new home, whatever. Just focus, manifest, and make it happen.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I appreciate everyone that called in today. We just, it was just a very good show. And I take it that the chat room was good, too.
The chat room was awesome. Everybody's trying to figure out this new chat room format. It's a little more difficult because you have to kind of decipher what everybody's saying because everybody's all in the same color. We have no differential between colors anymore. So hopefully I can get this figured out. We'll just muddle through for now. But, yeah, I answered a couple of questions in there, and everybody was A-OK.
All right. Well, now I found it. This isn't for September. This is just for this week. Yet money or budgets may be tight, credit can be stretched, debts are high, and so are taxes, and reaching a goal may be difficult due to financial delays right now or shortages. Those who gambled in August and September will lose a lot. Love, children, sports, glamour, and entertainment are highly favored by the end of the summer. Yet, if you've been living on credit, it could sink you by the fall. Celebrations are premature in 2014. A better year to save is next year, 2015. So just to let you know, but things should be getting much better. So with that, we're going to close the show out again. Happy birthday to Miss Nina. Yay. And thank you, everybody,
Lana.
In the chat. You're most welcome, young lady. And thank you, everybody, in the chat room for joining Nina today and me. Thank you to all the callers. I hope everything just goes beautiful in all your lives and that you are blessed and that this week a miracle happens in your life that just makes you feel oh so very good. And I'll see you next Sunday, same time, same place, at 3 o'clock, Psychic Reading Sundays. Good night, Miss Nina.
Good night, Miss Lannis. Have a great week, everyone.